Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it! Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mitch, Davis Maddock here on Sports Grid. Hope you're having a great start to your day. We'll continue to make it good. Brett Levy is our producer as always. James over at LTN helping out. We're going to cover a lot of things today. Atlanta Braves discussion, the season win total for them. We'll pick an over or an under. In addition to that, lots of college basketball. Going to have to discuss here on the show today. No doubt about that. Big, big news today, Davis, as Duke, who actually looked like they could make some noise in the conference tournament after a very disappointing year. Their head coach, Mike Krzyzewski, said they didn't belong in the NCAA tournament. Well, I guess they're right because they're out, COVID reasons, and I think that this is just the first of that. And I got to tell you, Davis, the NCAA tournament, March Madness, annually, one of the biggest bet events in the country. Arguably the most exciting event in sports in the country. But this is a reminder that over the next 3 weeks, literally anything can happen. And unfortunately, it pushed Duke out of the ACC tournament today.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know that the NCAA tournament is probably going to get disrupted by positive tests, right? We've seen the NBA get disrupted. We've seen the NHL get disrupted. We saw it wreak havoc on a couple NFL team seasons. It just is what it is. I imagine we're going to see this for the upcoming baseball season as well. We already have a couple guys who are missing spring training who have yet to be approved. I mean, just in the NBA tonight, we have Derrick Rose, who's ruled out for the New York Knicks, and about half of the Toronto Raptors roster is out for either a positive test or contact tracing reasons. And it's your bracket buster this year might not be a number one seed going out early. It might be the team you picked to winning having a positive COVID test. And that's just kind of the life we're living right now.
Yeah, no, it's part of it, but we're going to have it covered for you. And those of you who are big college basketball fans, you love to bet on the tournament. Got to keep it right here to Sports Grid because we got you covered all week long with the conference tournaments. And then we have special editions of our in-game live starting next Friday, the NCAA tournament. Is the play-in games for the final four, I guess the in four, whatever they call it. I forget what they call it. But the final four teams that get in to the field of 64, those games are next Thursday. And then the tournament, instead of starting Thursday, starts Friday. So our show will be preempted, but Davis will be right here recapping and going through all of the NCAA tournament action as we do a special edition of a daytime in-game live that is Friday and Monday. So I'll be off those days. I'll be somewhere at a spring training ballpark in Florida, but we will still be right here on the air, right here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. Here are our headlines for the show. Let's get right to it. Jeff Long out as Kansas AD. It's been a rough go for him for sure. College hoops conference tournaments tipping off now, so we'll keep an eye on those. Anything interesting, we'll provide it. The Spurs in active trade talks about LaMarcus Aldridge here where I live in South Florida. Every player that is on the block is going to Miami. That's the way that it works here. Every single player ends up in Miami. Carlos Carrasco could miss the start of the season for the Mets, which is no surprise based on the elbow inflammation we heard about yesterday. And there is a three-way tie for Big East Player of the Year with a player from Seton Hall, Villanova, two players actually on.
Looks like Craig trailed off there a little bit. I wanted to talk a little bit more about this LaMarcus Aldridge situation because it was so surprising. This came out of nowhere. I mean, Aldridge was giving them good minutes. The Spurs are set to make the playoffs right now. So I guess the Spurs are trying to get into a youth movement. And it does make sense. They have Jakob Poeltl. They have Keldon Johnson. They have Lonnie Walker. They have Deontay Murray. They have Devin White. I mean, they do have a core of young players, which is so funny that the Spurs end up with a core of young players. They haven't been picking high in the lottery, but they do what the Spurs always do. They find ways to grind out those small edges, and they find guys who can play. And Keldon Johnson, to me, is probably the reason why LaMarcus Aldridge doesn't want to be with the team anymore, and probably why the Spurs are comfortable letting him go. Because Keldon Johnson does have the look of a star in the NBA, and it does seem like, Craig, your internet got itself figured out there. Maybe it was the Heat who are mad at you. Maybe they're mad. They don't want you giving up their secrets, that all they want to do is trade for 32-year-old veterans on the roster. It seems like what they do every single season.
Yeah, and they try to make the most of that, but interesting situation not only going on with the Heat with potentially maybe getting Aldridge, but it was announced by the NBA recently that Myers Leonard, who made that slur using the word, the anti-Semitic word yesterday, or it was 2 days ago on a live stream while he was playing video games, the NBA announced that he was suspended for 7 days and received a $50,000 fine. And of course, Davis, you know, for me being Jewish, this sounds really light. But at the same time, I do respect the process of the collective bargaining agreement, and everything that I'm seeing online is basically saying that this was the biggest punishment that you could give to a player based on what he did. So at least that's the understanding that that's happening here. What I could tell you, Davis, is that they should be changing this rule immediately. And I think that the players and the owners need to get together and re-bargain this to a much stiffer suspension and fine. I mean, this seems light.
Yeah, it does seem light. It seems odd. And I guess that's what the NBAPA wants, though. The NBAPA doesn't want their guys suspended. So, you know, what can you do?
No, yeah, just a very weird dynamic here. What's going on? All right, we'll take a break here on the show. Our fantasy standouts from last night are coming up next. We'll take a look at the season win total over on FanDuel for the Atlanta Braves as well. You're watching Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid, and we'll be right back in just 2 minutes, so don't go away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. Spring training games in the Grapefruit League getting started in about an hour, so anything that happens, we'll keep you updated on that. We'll also take a look at the Atlanta Braves season win total for 2021. And those of you who are very big Braves fans or you're interested in a little fantasy insight on their club, tomorrow's show we will have President of Baseball Operations Alex Anthopoulos on the show. So looking forward to bringing him to you tomorrow. Make sure you watch SportsGrid tomorrow for that. All right, NBA fantasy standouts, very limited schedule, but we'll break it down nonetheless. Jonas, how do you pronounce the last name here? Is someone going to help me out here?
Valanciunas.
Thank you. Valanciunas, 29 points, 20 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 blocks. Ja Morant, 21-6, rebounds, 10 assists. Russell Westbrook, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals. DeMar DeRozan, 30 points, 11 assists, and 4 steals for Toronto. Luka had a triple-double. And Kristaps Porzingis, 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 1 assist. All right, Brett, so we had like a limited schedule yesterday. So in terms of fantasy standouts, I think we just kind of ran through it. But again, tonight, we got a big night in the NBA. Looks like everything is back, and we're going to be going full force from now until the end of the season. I guess we could kind of start there. Is there a player, is there a team out there when you're playing in DFS or you're looking at the rest of the season that you're looking forward to watching? Could be anything tonight or anything in the future. I know certainly COVID has really taken hold here over the last week or so. We saw Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid have to be out of this game today, tonight. So what are you looking forward to? Let's start there.
Yeah, so last night was fun, and it happened because there were some games postponed earlier in the season that needed to be made up, so they were able to make them up a night earlier out of All-Star break, and then tonight was supposed to be the return, so you have the huge slate of games. Guys, I'm definitely looking at the Chicago Bulls, Craig. I'm probably going to back them on the FanDuel Sportsbook as well. They're slight favorites, -2, but I think without a defensive player of the year candidate and an MVP candidate, and the other team still gets to keep their all-star, I like those chances coming out of break for Chicago. So I would definitely target Zach LaVine, Cody White, because those guys are good players. They're quality starters, and they will be going up against the second unit of the 76ers tonight.
All right, so I'm going to go to Davis, and then I'll go back to you, Brett. Davis, give me, if you can, one player or one trade that you think should happen in the NBA. For me, it's the Heat trading Myers Leonard. You know, that's definitely my opinion on that. It's going to be tough, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know anybody that's going to want to take him on right now. But give me a trade in the NBA that you think could happen, should happen, and maybe how it affects fantasy.
I think a trade that makes a lot of sense is for the Denver Nuggets to explore the options for trading for Victor Oladipo. And they have the contracts and the picks to make it happen. They can give up RJ Hampton, who would kind of be the prospect that the Rockets would be getting in the deal. And then they could give up Monty Morris to make the money work. They could give up, you know, someone like PJ Dozier to make the money work. They could even do Gary Harris, who is like a perfect Rockets player. He can play shooting guard, small forward, maybe even some small ball four in that system. I mean, Gary Harris is very short. He's like 6'4", but, you know, so is PJ Tucker. And PJ Tucker finds a way to make it work for the Rockets. And Oladipo, you know, obviously doesn't want to be playing for the Rockets at this point. He is, I think, 28 years old, Victor Oladipo is. He has bounced around, a fair bit in his career, Orlando, Oklahoma City, Indiana, Houston now. And the Nuggets need someone like that. They need a third guy to handle the ball and to score because Michael Porter Jr. has not turned into that guy for them.
All right, Brett, I'll pose the same thing to you. A trade in the NBA. Maybe you have some insight more than we do on this, Brett. I don't know. But give us a trade in the NBA that you think that should happen.
No, I don't really have any insight, Craig, but I think one thing I'd be hoping for DeMar DeRozan, if the Spurs are going to sell off, I'd like to see him latch on with a contender. Maybe he can come, you know, help the Milwaukee Bucks out and be their third option. Maybe he can go to Phoenix and be their third option. I don't know, maybe the Lakers, if he's waived, he can end up in LA and go home. He's from Compton. So those are some teams maybe that should keep a roster spot open for DeMar DeRozan and see what happens there and keep their eyes on the Spurs situation.
All right, and Davis, in terms of like looking forward, do you think that most of the teams that are currently seeded end up finishing out in that spot? I know that there's going to be some jockeying before now and the end of the year. I suppose the reason why I ask, Davis, is because there are some really good betting opportunities on FanDuel to kind of figure out how this gets finished.
I think the Western Conference actually still has lots of room to be shaken up. You know, I think that we see the Suns go on a bad run, the Nuggets go on a good run. I think we see the Clippers go on a run at some point, like, you know, reeling off like 8 wins in 10 games or something like that. And then in the Eastern Conference, the Heat are 18-18, the Hornets are 17-18, and the Raptors are 17-19. If the Bucks, Celtics, and Knicks play more to their preseason expectations, I think the Eastern Conference, like, I think the Raptors could end up the 3 seed, honestly, the way, you know, only 72 games. I think the Raptors are really underrated by the market right now. I think you can get great numbers on them to win the East, great numbers on them to win the NBA championship, because the Raptors are another team. Masai Ujiri is the best GM in the NBA. Who, like, they could make anything happen. I would not be surprised with basically any player other than like the 15 best players in the NBA ending up on the Raptors roster. Like, I think they could sell Kyle Lowry and at the same time buy someone else, you know, sell Kyle Lowry's money, buy someone else that makes their roster better and kind of turns the backcourt over to Norm Powell and to Fred VanVleet. And, you know, they add someone in the front court so they don't have to give any more minutes to Aaron Baines. I mean, I think the Raptors and the Hornets, I mean, the Hornets, I just want to be a buyer on them, because I think LaMelo Ball is, you know, already just unreal how good LaMelo Ball is.
Why aren't we talking about the Lakers at all, Brett? Anything you think the Lakers can do to get a little bit better or no?
Yeah, they'll probably add a waived player at the, you know, deadline for that. And, you know, their cap situation's a little tighter, Craig, than some of the other teams we're discussing. And we know who their superstars are. They have their two pieces that are locked in. So you're really just trading role players for different role players, trying to improve, trying to fill different needs. We'll see what they do. Like, I still think they will add pieces. I do not think this is the final Lakers roster. We saw them add Markieff Morris last year for the playoff run, and then Rondo got healthy towards the end of the year. So they'll have guys get back. Dennis Schroeder will get back into the lineup for the Lakers, and Anthony Davis will hopefully get back, and that'll be a big addition for the Lakers. He's obviously a player that changes the game in a variety of ways for the Lakers.
All right. Thanks very much, Brett. We'll catch up with you a little bit later in the show when we go through our Raz Slam picks. We'll see if we can slam Brett a little bit with his picks. And, you know, Davis, this draft is really cruising, right? Like, this draft has been moving along a little bit here. You know, surprising that I know we're only going to review 3 picks today. We could have done 4 or 5.
Yeah, we could have done 4 or 5, though our friend Dan Strafford here at Sports Grid, he put me on full-blown tilt this morning. I was setting up my queue. I was ready to take Joey Gallo with my next selection here at 142 overall. Dan takes Joey Gallo from me. I wanted him bad. He fit my team perfectly. It's just you hate to see players you love stolen out from underneath you by your friends.
Yeah, well, he's a friend of ours here at Sports Grid, so that's who he wants. I mean, I was at the game last night, the Marlins Astros game, and like scrolling through, and I was like, "Oh, Sonny Gray!" And I hit the button. I'm like, I shouldn't have done that, but you know, not all.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
The picks are going to be gems in your fantasy baseball league, that's for sure. All right, Atlanta Braves, great year for them last year. Almost got to the World Series, came up a little short. We're going to break down their win total next.
Your heart's race.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One win total a day for Davis and I here on Sports Grid, and welcome back to the show. I'm Craig Mish. We go through the season win totals over on the FanDuel Sportsbook and give you our opinions if we have one way or the other on the total. And today's focus is going to be the Atlanta Braves, who last year had in a 60-game season a 10-game over 500 first-place finish in the NL East. Extrapolating that, it's like a 100-win team. Close to it in Major League Baseball. And on top of it, Davis, they seem to have really added the one piece that they needed in the postseason. I don't know that this is really going to apply so much for the regular season, but I think, Davis, what the reason why they signed Charlie Morton essentially was they know that they can get that far. Like, they know that they can face off against some of the lesser teams in the first round of the postseason, but when they get to play the Dodgers, they're going to need that ace and that guy to shut down. Charlie Morton's now done it for Houston and look good at the end for Tampa Bay too. So I'm guessing that was the reason behind that. That was really the key offseason move for them.
Yeah, I mean, look, pitching wins in the playoffs. We see it demonstrated year after year. Guys who, well, so that's a little bit of a misnomer. You definitely need good pitching performances in the playoffs, and then, you know, small sample sizes abound in the playoffs, right? Like, you play a max of, I think, 24 games under the rules, but obviously having as many strong starting pitchers as possible. You don't want, you don't want Mitch Keller taking the ball in game six when you absolutely need a win. So bringing guys in like Charlie Morton, who is a longtime veteran, you know, 37 years old, put together some really good seasons for both the Astros and the Rays, was not as strong last year, but only 38 innings, obviously. So not trying to weigh too much into that sample. I thought this was a really good signing by the Braves. And I actually think their pitching staff has loads of upside. I think that they're maybe even a little bit underrated, because Smiley, again, one of those guys who really improved his game with a pitch mix and had his strikeout rate up so high compared to what his career baselines were. And then Kyle Wright is a former, you know, huge top prospect. Yeah. And I think has loads of upside for the Atlanta Braves. I mean, he was formerly, you know, a Baseball America top 20 overall prospect, was not good in his major league sample that we have of him, but it's 40 innings. So, you know, I'm willing to give him a break on that.
Yeah. Also Bryce Wilson, and let's not forget Michael Soroka, who we'll hear from on tomorrow's show from Alex Anthopoulos, who I think that they're optimistic that he could make maybe his second turn in the rotation. So mid-April would be a possibility for him for sure. All right, let's look at their offense here for a minute and see if we can kind of pick out where we think maybe some of the value lies on their fantasy team. Let's look at their lineup here. We have Acuña is going to lead off again. Ozzie Albies is second. Freddie Freeman coming off an MVP. Like, these are all names going high in fantasy drafts because everyone knows who they are. Ozuna led the league in RBI. Darno had a great year. Swanson had a breakout year too. And then the back end is kind of where it's a little questionable. Austin Riley, who was great 2 years ago and then slid back a little bit. And then the center field position is the most compelling, Davis, because Christian Pache is probably going to be their opening day starting center fielder. In fact, just an hour ago, it was reported that Ender Inciarte still can't get back on the field with his injury. So looks like Pache's the guy. I don't think he's going to hit a ton, but he can steal bases. And so that's why it makes him compelling. But I got to tell you, Davis, any player in the National League that is a rookie, that bat's eighth, I don't have any interest in because I think it's an absolute nightmare spot to be in. So him hitting eighth in front of the pitcher, he will see nothing, at least at the start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, this is where we see a divorce between fantasy and reality. The Braves, I think, will be happy almost regardless of what Christian Pache does at the plate. He is an 80-grade fielder. You really do not see 80-grade center fielders all that often. In fact, I would say of all the positions, scouts are probably most hesitant to give 80 grades in center field. It is probably the second most important defensive position, other than catcher, where you see guys play center field who are, below average bats, and the teams are happy to do that because of the defense. But he has a 45 grade hit tool. And if you look at what he did in the minor leagues, this was never a guy who strung together one of those historic, awe-inspiring minor league seasons, which you see a lot of the times with guys like this. We were talking about Bobby Witt yesterday. We talked about Ty France the other day when we talked about the Mariners, where he had that season with like a 500 weighted on base average in the minor leagues. The most home runs Pache ever hit in a season in the minor leagues was in 2019, 433 plate appearances. He hit 11 home runs and had 8 steals, but he'll hit 8. He'll play, gold glove caliber defense. He won't hit mm-hmm. enough to win a golden glove, which is, it's always a funny thing to think about. And, maybe they decide to go with Ender Inciarte when he's ready to go because Pache really is not hitting. But if Pache can play to his baseball card, which right now the projections have him for about 250, striking out about 24% of the time, 13 home runs, 9 steals. I mean, if he can hit 250 and play that defense, I think the Braves are happy. But if he's hitting 219 with 2 home runs and no steals when Ender Inciarte is ready to go, I think they probably would think about sending him back down to AAA.
Yeah, they also have a very good young prospect in the top 100 named Drew Waters, who I think has a mm-hmm. chance to be a star in the big leagues too. So he's blocked, though. I mean, that's the reality. When you have Acuña and now Ozuna for the next few years, the only spot to play would be center field. The question is, would they move Acuña to center, play Waters in right? I mean, these are all things that could be discussed. And remember, in 2022, we assume the DH will be there. Marcell Ozuna will be the DH, and I think that Drew Waters will be the opening day left fielder in 2022. So it's just another name to watch, and I think that they could call him up at some point this season. Now back to the pitching real quick before we close it out and give an opinion here on the win total. I do think, Davis, you're right. There's a lot of upside for all of these guys. Ian Anderson in particular looked so good at the end of last year. Max Fried, I think, is pretty much getting taken where he should be, so I don't know that there's more value in him. Smiley is definitely an interesting name, and Soroka is just going way too far down in fantasy drafts. If this guy is going to debut back in April, remember, this was not an arm injury either. It was a leg injury, so he could pitch 150 innings and be healthy. I think his ADP is way too low, and we rarely talk about value closers. I think the Braves have one in Will Smith. He's not always looked at mm-hmm. as a guy that's going to get every save opportunity, and he may not get every save opportunity, although Melanson is no longer there. But his ratios are usually off the charts. He's unhittable against left-handed pitching. So I have no issue with Will Smith being my main closer in my fantasy league this year. Win total of 90.5, Davis. Let's kind of give our opinions here on this.
Over for me. I want to push back on you a little bit for Soroka in terms of ADP, though. pitchers get hurt at such an alarming degree anyway that I just don't, like, in general, this is my philosophy in fantasy football too. Like, don't take guys who are already hurt. You know, AJ Green, Debo Samuel last year, but just guys who already have sustained an injury, and particularly pitchers who have already sustained an injury. The human body is so complex, and the chain of kinetics for pitching is so difficult that I find myself just not wanting to take pitchers who are already hurt.
Yeah, no, it definitely fair. And if it was an arm injury, I probably would feel the same way. But Achilles is usually the kind of thing, although it is very important to push off on the mound. I just think based on where he's getting drafted, there's still a little bit of value. I think after tomorrow's show, maybe you'll feel the same, but we'll set back for tomorrow. I'm on the over, obviously, for the Braves. I was on Pharrell's show the other day. They had asked me for any team with sort of long shot odds to potentially win the World Series. I don't think the Braves are getting enough respect. I understand the division is really good, but I would be shocked if they were not in the postseason. And I can't say that about a lot of other teams. Like even if the Braves, Davis, get overcome by the Mets or the Phillies or the Nationals, I still think they're going to be in the 90 range as far as wins are concerned. So I'm on the over with you there. And they have shown no inkling whatsoever of falling apart within the division against those teams in the division. So I think they take care of business. I got them probably 94. 95 wins. And guess what? If the Mets prove it and do get to that 9,800 win mark with everything they got, the Braves still get in and still go over their total. So I'm on the over with you.
Yeah, I think a big chunk of the people who would be on the under here are definitely going to be people who back the Mets, people who back the Nationals, people who back the Phillies. And you know, those teams are not bad. I think that this is a strong division. And we've even talked about, you know, the Marlins have some pitching upside, Sixto Sanchez, Elisir Hernandez, like those guys can definitely add a bunch of wins above replacement. But given how good the high end of the Braves order is, and we didn't even talk about Austin Riley. We didn't even mention his name. Another guy who, you know, going to be batting seventh or eighth for them. And he has a good hit tool as well. And it would not surprise me to see him have an above average season. The Braves have a good bullpen. The Braves have, you know, Kyle Wright who can break out, and they have their two studs at the top of their pitching order. I mean, I can't say anything about the Braves. And I think the most surprising probable outcome for this season is the Braves actually being better than the Padres and the Dodgers. No one's really talking about them, but bat for bat, yeah, the Braves can match the Dodgers. The Dodgers pitching rotation is better though. But I mean, the Braves can beat Dodgers in a playoff series, no doubt to me.
Yeah, I mean, last year they almost did. And on top of it, I mean, I understand because of the popularity of the team, but how are...
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
The Padres have better odds to win the World Series than the Braves? I mean, I don't understand that. They do. Like, you can get a better deal taking the Braves to win the World Series than you can on the San Diego Padres. And the Braves have just been rolling off divisions and rolling off wins over the last few years. I don't know. I don't understand that one. But all right, we'll take a quick time out here on the show. Plenty more to come here on the program. a little bit more college basketball to talk about and some baseball as well, ADP-wise. So stay on the grid. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coming up in about 40 minutes, Andy Molitor is going to join us on the show with Davis, talk a little college basketball, get you ready for the SEC and some of the other tournaments that are tipping off this afternoon. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Matic here on Sports Grid Fantasy Sports Today. All right, so we're going to go over our draft a little bit later as the Razz Slam is still going on. I think I have a pick coming up, as a matter of fact. But before we do that, let's do our little battle that we always do here on the show, an FBC either or. Kind of put two players against each other. We make a comment on the player and decide who we should be taking in our fantasy drafts this season. All right, Davis, let's go over to shortstop and take a look at two different players. Mr. Consistent, Xander Bogaerts. You will not find a more consistent shortstop than Xander. He's never going to be a superstar, but he's never going to have a bad year. I think that is pretty much who he is. His NFBC ADP is second round, late second round, 300 batting average, 11 homers, 28 RBIs. He is such a good, underrated player on Boston. You even wonder if they're rebuilding, if they would keep him, dare I say. This guy's a great player. Corey Seager's ADP is 35. He had a fantastic year, a fantastic postseason. And after not delivering on the promise who we thought he was, Davis, for a few years, and he had Tommy John surgery, this guy was just a wreck. He just couldn't stay in the lineup. He came through. So I suppose the question for you, Davis, is this. Bogaerts, you know exactly what his numbers are going to be at the end of the season. Seager, you're not sure. Is what we saw legit? Is he a league winner, World Series MVP, or does he go back to what he was a couple of years ago? You can only pick one on your team. Are you going for the upside with Corey Seager or the consistency with Bogaerts?
It's always the upside for me. Bet on Corey Seager to win NL MVP last year. Bet on him to lead the NL in home runs. Marcell Ozuna edged him out. I'm just a huge Corey Seager believer. I basically think he has an 80 grade hit tool. I mean, he never strikes out. He takes walks. Around a 300 hitter for his career. Not a stolen base guy, which you do like to add with your shortstops. You know, you like them to chip in with, you know, 10 or so steals. I mean, Story and Mondesi obviously are going to get way more than that. But a 300 batting average, 25 home runs, maybe two or three steals, very good chance for 100-100. He is going to play in what will likely end up being the best offense in baseball, going to have a solid batting order there for the best offense in baseball. I actually don't even know what Roster Resource has him betting. They have him batting second. Wouldn't surprise me if Bellinger misses time, if he bats fourth there sometimes as well, you know, and they have lots of bench guys that they can move around. You know, Gavin Lux going to be in there some, but it's no disrespect to Xander Bogaerts, who, as you said, literally, I mean, you can just lock in his numbers year after year. He is one of the most solid guys you can find, but Seager has 35 home run, 320 batting average, 100-100 upside, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go the other way here. I'm going to take Xander Bogaerts. And look, I'm with you. I like upside too. But I think it's too early in the draft for me to make that shot. Like, give me a Rosarena. Give me some of the other Keston Hiuras. It has been one full season of seeing this from Seager. It is not to say that you're wrong, Davis, because you very well could be right. But I know exactly what I'm getting from Xander. And regardless, and what he showed last year was incredible. Regardless of how bad the team is going to be, he's still going to do the same thing. I have no fears, no qualms about a 300 batting average, 180 hits, 20 home runs, 80 runs driven in, maybe a steal or two. I'm in on Bogaerts in that lineup in Boston, American League East. But I have no beef with Seager either. I could see it happening, but I'm going to take the other side of that. All right, utility player. Let's take a look at two players here that stand to fight for their playing time. Chris Taylor may not need to. 8 home runs, 32 runs driven in, although Gavin Lux is waiting. I've asked more questions about Gavin Lux, Davis, in the last few weeks than anybody else, just trying to get a feel for what is going on with him. And David Fletcher of the Los Angeles Angels. And so I'm going to give away my pick here, and it's pretty easy. I love David Fletcher. I really enjoy watching him play. I think he's going to find his way into the lineup one way or the other, somewhere, somehow, someone goes down, Upton, Pujols, I don't know, pick your guy, Rendon. Fletcher plays that position, gives you so many different positions that he plays on the field. He's a favorite of Joe Madden's. Madden is a player's guy. If he likes you, he plays you, and if he does not, you don't play. I guess I'm going to go with Fletcher here, Davis, because as much as Taylor has been good, and I do like him, and I understand no matter what, the Dodgers platoon their guys, I got to believe at some point Gavin Lux takes over that second base job. I drafted him, Davis, last year. He didn't play a game for me, Gavin Lux. It was one of the worst picks I've ever made. I don't know how I survived taking him as high as I did in auctions and in league last year, but I guess he's not mature enough yet to play every day, so Taylor's getting that shot. Kike Hernandez is gone, though, too, so you would assume that the job is kind of Taylor's, but I'm going to go Fletcher. I just like the player a lot.
Yeah, I don't have a super strong opinion about this one. I think Fletcher is going to give you more batting average. I think he will probably give you a good amount of steals. I think that in an only league, right? Chris Taylor in NL only, Fletcher in AL only, I would greatly prefer, like, Fletcher would be a guy I would actively be targeting in AL only. He does have a little bit of competition for playing time from a couple of different sources. The first is obviously Franklin Barreto, who is a former, I don't know if you'd call Franklin Barreto like a top prospect. Like, I don't think he was ever like a top 25 prospect, but he was someone who was viewed as a guy who should contribute to the Oakland Athletics. And Barreto has been playing decently in the spring. I think they probably will give him some plate appearances. And then if you just look at the way that the Dodgers batting order works, they do need a right-handed bat who can play outfield, who can play second base, who can play shortstop, right? Because they need a sub for Seager every once in a while. They need a sub for Muncy every once in a while. And they do not want to play Gavin Lux every single day. And Taylor Why? Also in
Why?
I mean, don't ask me. Don't ask me. I play the young guy all the time. I would, if I was running a Major League Baseball team, we'd be running out 19-year-olds left, right, and center just to figure out if they were any good, you know? But that's just the way that it works, right? Gavin Lux has been deemed not ready. Now, Fletcher is going to lead off. Taylor is never going to lead off for the Dodgers. He just will never have a good enough bat. He does have more power. So this is going to be my cop-out answer. If you're sitting there late in your draft and you need 15 home runs more than you need a 290 batting average, I think you go Taylor. If you just need a guy who's going to play, you just need the counting stats, I think that you go Fletcher. But I don't feel super strongly about this one either way.
Yeah, well said, though. I think that's pretty spot on for the way that I view those two players, too. I would agree. All right, now, very late in a fantasy draft, let's say you're in the 30th round and you're in the NFBC, and really this is a solid comparison to look at two young starting pitchers in the big leagues. And I could do this with everyone. This is why I don't take any rookie starting pitchers. It just almost never works out. It's just they just don't do well the first year. But I'm more interested in the second year. I really am. And so I think that it's worth the discussion. Spencer Howard, who was going to be amazing for the Philadelphia Phillies, was not at all last year. He got beat up really badly. His ERA was 6. Casey Mize, wow, top pick in the June draft. He's going to be amazing for the Tigers. He was not. His ERA was 7. And they're both being taken about in the same spot. This is strictly a dart throw. And I would guess that, Davis, when we get to me after you, this is a coin flip, honestly, for me. But I don't know. Do you have an opinion on either of the skill sets of either of these players? Because I guess the Phillies are on a better team than Detroit. So from a fantasy perspective, maybe more wins could come Spencer Howard's way. But Casey Mize is supposed to be better than Spencer Howard, I think. So which way do you go here with their NFBC ADPs?
So I want Spencer Howard because in his limited time as a professional baseball player, including minor league experience, he has struck guys out. And at the end of the day, fantasy baseball, especially on the pitching side, you know, wins, ERA, all those things matter. But these guys are going to be very close in terms of their projected ERA. You know, we see a 4.69 projected ERA for Mize, a 4.4, 4.6, depending on who you look at, for Spencer Howard. But Howard, just in his limited career, has generated way more strikeouts than Casey Mize. And now I'm not one of these baseball gurus that can tell you, oh, well, Howard's getting more Ks because his spin rate's better. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't watched these guys enough. But my sense is that and also Howard is a tall dude. Like, he is huge. So he's got that left-handed throwing motion coming down to right-handed batters that just seems harder for them to pick up. So I am going Spencer Howard here because I have already seen him against other professional hitters generate more strikeouts, and I have yet to see that from Casey Mize. Now, I could be wrong. Casey Mize is a much more heralded prospect, has more of that historical juice behind him. Casey Mize is a 55 future value guy on the FanGraphs prospect report. So is Spencer Howard. So the scouts kind of think that they're very similar as well. But I'm going to go Howard because I think he – and also, again, as we always talk about, National League, no DH, just going to be easier to rack up the strikeouts there as well.
Yeah, and I think it's a fair assessment. I'm kind of out on both, I guess. But what I would wonder from these two in particular is who would hurt you more? Which pitcher, in the end, even with the strikeouts that Howard gets – is there a chance his ERA, his WHIP, would just crush your stats at the end of the season? I will lean Mize because he comes in with a higher pedigree, higher draft pick, supposed to be better. But the team is not going to be good. They have two other pitchers in Tarik Skubal and Matt Manning who are also going to get a full opportunity this year. And the Tigers are supposedly going to be better than what they were last year. And the division, I don't think, is as formidable, although, oh, that's true. They got to play the Twins and White Sox a lot, too. Phillies have to play against really tough teams as well. I will flip my coin here and have it land on Casey Mize because I would be worried that Howard's ERA could be, again, like six. I think Mize is going to be better than what he was last year. I do. I think he's going to be better. But I'm not strong on either player. But definitely a good comparison. And also just goes to show, you could throw Nate Pearson in here too. It just goes to show rookie pitchers.
I'd take Pearson over all these guys, yeah, just I would go Pearson.
I would do the same. But I think in a rookie season, I am out on it. It doesn't matter who you are. Because if you give me five of the top pitching prospects in baseball coming into their first year, I think one, maximum two, end up working out. Last year, that guy was Sixto Sanchez. But beyond that, it is just the guy's ERA is five. And I mean, the keeper leagues are a lot different of a scenario. Like, definitely, if you have to endure it, you endure it. But Lizardo a couple years ago, too, I just stay away from the first year. But the second year has me interested, and it's the third year really that the guys start to show the massive improvement levels. And look, there's always an exception to the rule with this. We'll find out this year if there's another exception to the rule potentially in Major League Baseball. All right, coming up next, it's time for our first look at the second half of the NBA season from a betting perspective, and really a key matchup in the NBA's Eastern Conference as the Boston Celtics take on the Brooklyn Nets. I haven't heard of a lot of players out in this one tonight, but the Nets are not a huge favorite. So it tells you could be a very close game tonight. And then coming up in hour two, Chris Kosky's got the update of everything that's happening in college basketball. We will have a deep college basketball conversation with Andy Molitor as well. So make sure you stay on the grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today, Craig Mish and Davis Maddock. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with our preview of Nets Celtics against the spread, courtesy of FanDuel. Stay on the grid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, That business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, David Maddock. Time for our look against the spread in the NBA. And we've picked out a good one, I think, tonight. I actually have a question about this line for Davis. But Boston, Brooklyn, the Nets are -3 over on FanDuel. And the total is 234.5. And so, Davis, before you give me your opinion, if you have one on this game, I guess my question would be, why is Brooklyn only -3? I think I could probably start there. I've seen Brooklyn be bigger favorites against lesser teams, even on the road. Am I missing something with this game tonight?
Well, the Celtics should have their OG starting lineup back. They will have Kemba, Smart, Jalen, Tatum, and Theis or Tristan Thompson. They might bring Smart off the bench and give Tristan a 6-minute rotation at the start of each quarter. So that's why. And then Kevin Durant going to be out for at least another week or so. It sounds like he got more imaging done on his hamstring. So I would imagine it's a combination of Durant being out. Kyrie and Harden both had to play over the All-Star game. Marcus Smart and Kemba Walker got to rest their injuries over the break. And I'm on the Celtics here. I am the world's biggest Marcus Smart believer. I might believe in Marcus Smart more than Marcus Smart does himself. So I think him coming back is huge. He is an ideal defender against Kyrie and Harden. So I really like this matchup for the Celtics.
All right, Davis takes the points, plus the 3. We will break it down tonight on In Game Live. Make sure you stay on the grid throughout the day and the night. Scott Farrell, of course, has previews of all the games coming up today at 4 o'clock Eastern right here on Sports Grid. All right, so that's our first hour of the show. That went pretty quick, I think. But coming up, we got Chris Kofsky with the update, and then we'll preview some of the spring training games going on today. And, of course, the Southeastern Conference tournament is getting underway as well. A little golf discussion with Davis of the Players Championship, not to mention some fantasy or reality a little bit later. So stay on the grid. We got another hour to go. Hope you'll stay with us here on the lunch hour, 1 o'clock Eastern, top of the hour. It's time for us to dive back into some fantasy sports discussion. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. So stay where you are. Don't hit the button. We'll be right back.